Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 341. The tissue or organ we are going to take up for today's discussion is vaginal muscles. The entire vaginal canal is surrounded by the vaginal muscles. During sexual intercourse, the vaginal muscles helps the female to hold the penis tight. It can contract or expand accordingly. During the delivery of the child, its function is to expand and contract in order to facilitate delivery. Synchronous functions of the uterus muscles, cervix muscles, and cervical sphincter during delivery, we have already learned in the previous health tips. We learned today the vaginal muscles because they consist of striated muscles originated from the new mesoderm and are controlled from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. Both these controlling centers in the cerebrum control two different functions of the vaginal muscles. Cerebral medulla controls the trophic function responsible for the nutrition of the muscles, and the motor cortex part of the cerebral cortex controls the function of contraction and expansion. Here also there is crossover correlation, meaning the right half of the vaginal muscles is controlled from the left side of the cerebrum and the left half of this is controlled from the right cerebral hemisphere. It was already told that the vaginal muscles, the cervical muscles, cervical sphincter, bladder muscles and external bladder sphincter, rectum muscles and the external rectal sphincter all share the same brain relays. Remember well, the biological conflict of any tissue or organ is related to its function. Here also, the biological conflict linked to the vaginal muscles is not being able to hold the penis or not being able to prevent vaginal penetration. The latter type of psychic conflict can occur during a forced sex, unwanted sex, or with a fear of penetration during intercourse because of discomfort or pain. Being controlled from the cerebral medulla during the first part of the significant biological special program of the vaginal muscles, there is necrosis or cell loss, and being controlled from the motor cortex part of the cerebral cortex, there is weakness of the vaginal muscles. This is in proportion to the intensity of the conflict activity. I have mentioned earlier that there is no yardstick to measure the degree of the conflict activity because the conflict is purely a subjective aspect of a dynamic psyche. Therefore, the ability to hold the penis, inability to prevent a penetration during a forced sex, unwanted sex, or the fear, discomfort, or pain during penetration are all subjective distresses. Being a homeopath, I can very well stress upon the subjectivity of the person, not only in the SBS or the vaginal muscles, but in the case of all tissues and organs we study in GNM. We have told many a time that all the striated muscles and therefore the vaginal muscles also belong to the group of organs that respond to the related conflict with functional loss or hyperfunction. The other organs that respond to the related conflict with functional loss are alpha and beta islet cells of the pancreas, cochlea and vestibular apparatus of the inner ear, olfactory nerves, and the retina and vitreous body of the eyes. The periosteum and thalamus are the organs that respond to the related conflict with hyperfunction. Almost all the SBSs of all these organs we have already discussed in our daily health tips. We have to be grateful to the great wisdom of Dr. I.K.J. Harmer for the amazing knowledge he shared to the world. Let us proceed to the second part of the SBS of the vaginal muscles. It is the healing phase. You know very well that any healing phase has a PCLA phase and PCLB phase and an epileptoid crisis in between. The reconstruction of the necrosed or lost tissue is what happens during the healing phase. The epileptoid crisis in this SBS is characterized by tonic-clonic vaginal cramps. This is what is known as vaginismus. Very often, the distress associated with the biological conflict, as explained above, become a track according to the GNM explanation, and as a result, all the healing symptoms also can be of a relapsing nature. Finally, I would like to bring to your mind that the nature has so designed all the significant biological special programs of all the organs to serve a biological purpose. In the case of all the organs that derive from the new mesoderm, also called as the surplus groove in GNM, show their biological purpose at the end of the healing phase. Therefore, in the case of vaginal muscles, being an organ in this group, it becomes stronger than before after the completion of the healing process. That allows the tissue or organ called vaginal muscles to be better prepared for a conflict of the same kind. Friends, here we finish the discussion of the SBS of the vaginal muscles. Tomorrow, let us meet again with another organ. Hoping that you are all enjoying our daily global GNM health tips, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.